World Superbikes, Jonathan Aurier crashes on lap 1 as Michael Vandermark takes win in France, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-09-07T13:04:17.849Z, description colon Jonathan Aurier crashes out on the opening lap of Saturday's World Superbike race at Magny-Cours, which is won by Dutch rider Michael Vandermark, Aurier crashes on lap 1 as Vandermark takes win, image source, Getty Images image caption, Jonathan Aurier is in his first season racing with the Pata Yamaha team in World Superbikes, published, 2 hours ago, Jonathan Aurier crashed out on the first lap of Saturday's opening World Superbike race of the weekend at Magny-Cours, as Michael Vandermark went on to claim victory on a saturated track on his BMW. Aurier and Italian Nicolo Buliga both fell off at the same corner in separate incidents in damp conditions on lap 1, before heavy rain made conditions even more treacherous for the remainder of the race at the French circuit. The lead changed hands several times as the riders came into the pits to have full wet tires fitted, with pole sitter Alex Lowes hitting the front before he also slipped off in the greasy conditions with 11 laps to go. That allowed Dutchman Vandermark to assume a lead that he would hold until the end of the race, to win from defending champion Alvaro Bautista and Danilo Petrucci. Series leader Toprak Razgat Lioglu had won the previous 13 races in the championship, a record sequence, but is unable to compete this weekend after being involved in a heavy spill during practice on Friday. He was treated at the medical center, where he was diagnosed with a back contusion and was subsequently declared unfit to race after undergoing hospital checks. Vandermark's margin of victory at the front was 8.3 seconds, with Ducati-mounted Bautista having a further 16 seconds to spare over Petrucci at the checkered flag. England's Scott Redding finished fourth, ahead of Andrea Iannone and Xavi Vierge as several other riders fell off on the soaked track. Razgat Lioglu leads the standings on 365 points, followed by Buliga on 273, Bautista on 243 and Lowes with 213. Aurier remains 10th overall with 86 points and just one podium finish to show for his efforts so far this season, that coming in the Super Pole race in the UK round at Dunnington in July. The latest Super Pole race will be staged on Sunday at 10 o'clock BST, followed by the second feature race at 14:30. Four further rounds will be held over 6 weeks to bring the 2024 championship to a conclusion. Related topics, Motorsport Northern Ireland Sport Motorbikes, top stories, live. England debutante Hull picks up maiden wicket as Sri Lanka fall to 93-5, live. Nations League, team news as Republic of Ireland host England with new managers at helm, live. Paralympics 2024, GB's Hewitt back level in singles final, elsewhere on the BBC, unlock the hidden world of couples relationships, follow the emotional struggles and successes in riveting, raw reality, will Miriam find adventure and inspiration down under, she's on a quest to embrace her true self on Australia's sunny shores, Rose Ailing Ellis uncovers her family history, will she find her Italian ancestry she has heard a rumor about, Tom. Hanks stars in an intense thriller based on true events. Video: Tom Hanks stars in an intense thriller based on true events. When the MV Maersk Alabama is hijacked by Somali pirates, the crew's bravery is tested to the limit. Elsewhere in Northern Ireland sport, O'Sullivan enjoying coaching role with Ulster women, McGee can follow bonus at Inverpark, Smith, England to host Zimbabwe for one test in 2025. Former Liverpool defender Wisdom grateful for Derry chance, elsewhere in sport. Carsley and the British National Anthem, explained, the best pictures from the 2024 Paralympics, we're the ones out there, Duckett defends bad light rules, Pope leads way as England take charge on curtailed first day. Video: Pope leads way as England take charge on curtailed first day, chasing the dream, how do you parent young football stars? Ronaldo reaches 900 career goals, the numbers behind the landmark, Scotland's capacity for self-sabotage delivers fresh horror, Nugis pips Ingebrigtsen in thrilling 1500m finish. Video: Nugis pips Ingebrigtsen in thrilling 1500m finish, watch, pole vaulter Duplantis beats Warholm in 1000m race. Video: watch, Pole vaulter Duplantis beats Warholm in 100m race. What have we learned from every team's first three Premier League games? Joyce throws fastest strikeout recorded in Major League Baseball. Video: Joyce throws fastest strikeout recorded in Major League Baseball. Why cheat code? Chiefs have tools to complete Super Bowl threepeat, an impossible dream. How Suarez became one of Europe's best. F1 Q&A. Can Red Bull recover from loss in form? A quartet of wins that show money doesn't buy golfing glory. Home news: sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live. Terms of use: about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us, copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_global_global_navigation. country:\end_language:\end_service:\commercial\names\global_navigation\props\country\end_language\end_service\commercial\commercia